After Kaddish, before we begin Birchos Kriyat Shema, the Chazan turns to the Tzibur and he says, Baruch Hu Hashem Hamvarach, and the Tzibur responds, Baruch Hashem Hamvarach Lamvoed. What's the nature, what's the rationale for this exchange? The Mishnah Brachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, states that originally the Zimun actually was introduced with Baruch Hu. If there were, let's say, three people who ate bread together, so one person turns to the other two, and he says, Nivarech Shachana Mishalo, that's the Zimun. Let us bless God together, Nivarech. But if there were four people, there was three plus the individual, so the individual who's saying the Zimun would actually say, Baruch Hu Shachana Mishalo. He turns to the three and said, you should bless. And even though we don't do that, but that's the that's how it was said in the Mishnah. And when there were 10 people who ate bread together, so then the person leading the Zimun would say, Nivarech Elokeinu, Shachana Mishalo. But if there were 11, the one would turn to the 10 and say, Baruch Hu, you should bless to God. So we find the concept of a Baruch Hu inviting other people to bless before Birkas HaMazon. The Yalkut Shimoni points out that he cites Rabbi Yossi, who says, how do we know that those who stand in the Beis Knesset and they say Baruch Hu Hashem Hamorach, that we answer, that the Tzibur answers Baruch Hashem Baruch Lamvoed, what's the source? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Goldel Lelokeinu. This source of Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of God, Havu Goldel, you respond. So this is a source for not only the exchange of Baruch Hu Hashem Hamorach, Baruch Hashem Baruch Lamvoed, but it's also the source for the mitzvah of Birchos HaTorah that we recite. So we know that we recite Baruch Hu, or a version of Baruch Hu, before Birkas HaMazon, right, in Zimun. We say a version of Baruch Hu before Kriyat Shema, and we say Baruch Hu before Birchas HaTorah that we say with a tzibur. Someone gets an aliyah, they say Baruch Hu HaShem HaMarach. What's the common denominator of these three examples of bless, inviting other people to bless before benching, before Kriyat Shema, and before Birchas HaTorah? These are all mitzvos, and when we recite them in a group, or perhaps in a minyan, then we introduce with Baruch Hu. It's one thing when we bench alone, okay, that's good, but if we do it in a group with three people, and certainly with ten, so then we say Baruch Hu or Nivarech. It's one thing to say Kriyat Shema alone, but when you say it with a minion, and you introduce it with Baruch Hu Hashem HaMvarach. It's one thing to learn Torah by yourself, but when we're reciting, we're reading the Torah, we do Kriyas HaTorah Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. B'tzibur, then we introduce it with Baruch Hu Hashem HaMvarach. Because Baruch Hu Hashem HaMvarach, it's a davar shebikdusha. It's a matter of sanctity as an introduction to communal prayer, whether it's Birkas HaMazon, or Kriyat Shema, or Kriyas HaTorah. Baruch Hu is a means by which Chazal enhanced several mitzvos by combining them with acts that constitute the biblical mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. We proclaim the faith in Hashem's holiness in public prayer. When 10 men gather to recite Kriyat Shema, then we must perform the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. We begin with Baruch Hu Hashem HaMvarach, just like when 10 men gather together to read Kriyas HaTorah, just like when people gather together to eat and to bench together. So we say something additional to express the Kiddush Hashem of doing this mitzvah in public. It's a statement that when we gather to read the Torah, when we bench together, when we are makabel ol machu shemaim of Kriyat Shema together, there's power to this. We engage in davar shebikdusha. This is a holy matter, and we acknowledge that Kadosh Baruch Hu is blessed when we read from the Torah as a community, when we pray as a community, and we thank God for the food that we ate as a community. Now we say, Baruch Hu Hashem, we say, blessed God, HaMivorach, who is blessed. Why do we do that? So the reason why we do that is to include ourselves. We ask the tzibur, the congregation, to bless God, but we also want to bless God. So we say, Baruch Hu Hashem, bless God, HaMivorach, who is blessed. We are acknowledging that God is blessed. Additionally, after the tzibur says Baruch Hashem Baruch Lamvoed, so the mefarshim all say, the posuk says based on Rehuda Bartzaloni, says we should respond, the Baal Tefillah should respond, Baruch Hashem Baruch Lamvoed. Because just like the tzibur blessed God, So we want to include ourselves. Even though we said Hamavorach, that we are included, that we do mention that God is blessed. But once the Tzibur says that God should be blessed forever, we also want to say that to be part of this Tzibur. That's a basic understanding of the function of Baruch Hashem Hamavorach, Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Voed, in this context, after Yishtabach, after Kaddish, before the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema.